This is
K-Rock 955.
Dude, it's...
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben.
No conditions apply.
Oh, wait.
Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Benny, here we are. We find ourselves on another podcast. We are in someone's lounge room. We are in someone's kitchen at the moment.
We're in someone's ear holes.
We could be in someone's bedroom. Who knows?
Okay, that's creepier and creepier every time you say it. But it is good to be back on podcast number 107.
Yeah, no.
106.
No, keep
going.
No, we are right. No, we are right up there, Benny. We are 111.
Whoa, 111.
Yes.
111 was a racehorse. 2-1 was 1-2.
Anyway, mate, what have we got to look forward to?
So much on the podcast. One young gentleman did not want to have his photo taken.
Mm.
And I'm a little bit funny about photos as well. I'm a bit sick of them just standing and smiling.
So you side with him?
A little bit.
Yeah, okay.
But I think the way that he's had his photo taken is a little bit controversial.
Okay, looking forward to that. Also on the podcast, housing market. The housing prices are ridiculous at the moment. And there is a way that you and I can get a very, very cheap house.
Wow.
That not many people know about.
Really?
Either.
Always looking to get into the housing market.
Well, you're in the housing market.
Even more so.
But how to get another house.
Putting both feet in the water.
Very cheap. We'll talk about that on the potty. Enjoy. Mate, I love pizza. It's my
don't we all?
My go-to would be Town and Country.
Yeah.
It's a country special. I think it's minus onion plus southwest sauce.
Like it.
Absolute game changer. Also like making homemade Weber pizzas.
Mate,
I'm telling you, once you go on the Weber pizza, they are delicious.
See, I got given a pizza board, like that pizza tray for the Weber.
Yeah.
Never used it.
And I don't think you've used your Weber though, have you?
No, I have. It was good.
Yeah, right. A woman, though, is complaining about her Domino's pizza.
Yeah, right.
Now, I don't...
I mean, what do you expect?
I don't think you can really...
And that's not to say anything about Domino's.
No. I don't think you can really stuff up a ham, pepperoni, and cheese pizza.
Well, you could burn it.
Well, yeah, you can burn it, but not even at pizza shops because it's on the conveyor belt.
Oh, yeah.
So unless someone literally hits a button and slows it down...
You're okay.
You cannot burn it.
Yeah, right.
A woman tucking into her Domino's pizza was horrified after spotting nuts and bolts scattered across the top of her pizza.
Bit of maintenance.
Are you kidding me? The woman...
That's the toy with their Happy Meals. That's the... You get the nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
You got to put it together.
Have a look at the photo. The woman ordered her pizza from Domino's branch over in Lancashire, in the UK.
Where?
Lancashire. In the
Lancashire.
UK. And was halfway through eating it when she saw metal objects sitting.
It's melted into the pizza.
When she saw metal objects sitting among her ham, pepperoni, and cheese.
Wow.
Sharing the photo on the social, she said, please double check your pizza before eating.
I'll settle down. This is one-off mistake.
I'd hate if I or anyone ingested these. Anyway, Domino's have come out on the front foot.
And said sorry.
Like they have. What do you reckon they're doing? Like, this is a pretty big mistake.
It's a promo. It's definitely a promo. Oh, you've found our, you've heard of Macca's Monopoly. Well, this is Domino's construction.
You've won free pizza for a year.
100%.
Congratulations.
Is that what they gave her?
No.
Free pizza?
No. The Domino's, they...
How do we know you didn't put it there? That's what they've said.
They have said, we take customer satisfaction and safety extremely seriously. And this... is extremely rare.
Yeah, we'd like to acknowledge our partnership with IKEA. these are all the nuts and bolts that you left over with.
We swiftly offered Miss Barton a full refund, which she...
You want more than that?
Which she accepted.
Oh, no.
Are you joking me?
No, good people, Domino's.
Yeah.
Australian Domino's, fantastic. Yeah. Lancashire
over in the UK. Benny, the housing market at the moment is ordinary.
It's and volatile.
I say that because if you were to buy at the moment, you are paying well and truly over.
Overs. Big time overs. And that's kind of what they always say. The risk is that you, to get into the market, you need to give a little to get a little, unfortunately.
And you look at what's been selling in sort of the 3216 area lately.
316?
What's that?
3216.
Yeah. Heighton, Belmont, that sort of area. Warm ponds.
Your only area of residence.
Well, that's where I look. That's where I see what's happening with
that's
the market.
That's where you refuse to look anywhere else, though.
Over $200,000 over reserve.
Wow.
Anyway.
That makes it, like, first home buyers must be thinking, what are we doing?
How do we get into the market? Yeah. Well, I'll tell you how you get into the market.
Yeah.
You become a squatter. That is exactly what you do. Because there's a thing called squatter's rights. You heard of them?
I've heard the theories about them.
This is so good, and I don't know why I didn't do it earlier. The ownership...
I'll be the judge of this.
The ownership of $1 million estate in New Zealand is being challenged by a squatter who claims it was abandoned by local council. Now, Kerry Reddy is 60 years old and is using the old law.
Who?
Kerry Reddy.
Okay.
She's 60.
She was ready.
She was ready.
They call her Miss Ready for nothing.
Is using the old law to contest the ownership of a 29.54 hectare Mount Lees Reserve near Fielding in Manawatu. Now, Reddy, who has occupied the property with another person on and off for about 2 months, is claiming the historic British common law that states by erecting a flag and planting a crop on an abandoned property, they are entitled to it.
To be fair, they've not put in hard yards at all.
Well, what do you mean?
2 months.
On and off as well.
Like, you've popped in for the weekend. Yeah. Like, that's you've used it as a weekend house.
Yeah.
Like, you've done. I've heard of the squatter's law being if you're there for 12 months.
Well, that's what I thought the squatter's
not
law.
Not planting a flag and a flower.
That's all you have to do. She says, we're happy for them to take us to court, but they won't. They know we'll win and it'll set a precedent. She is saying they won't take us to court.
So what,
they're happy to give us this $1 million
estate. What constitutes abandoned?
Wow, I've got no idea.
Like, obviously, the local Jim's mowing hasn't come by and cut the grass or something. Like, how do you know it's been abandoned? Like, if I go away on a 6-month holiday around the world, is my house abandoned?
Well, mate, I'm just saying, if there's a flag erected in your front yard and a couple of couple of crops planted,
I'll be ready.
You don't own the house anymore. Benny, you and I, we're really not like Xbox or PlayStation gamers. I know during uni, we dabbled in like 2K.
Yep.
You played a little bit of FIFA.
Yeah.
Nothing too crazy.
Nothing unbelievable. And even now, like, I'll play a little bit of golf here and there, but I'll just, like, I'm very, like, the other day, I reckon it would be rare for me to turn the Xbox on without an update being needed. I play it that far between.
Well, what Xbox do you have?
Is it Xbox One? Is that a thing?
Oh, I think I'm a 360.
One.
Oh. Like, I'm old.
Wow.
Yeah. I base this on, like, so my latest game is NBA 2K2014.
Oh, wow.
That was when we were at uni. That is the latest game that I've
LeBron
got.
LeBron James still playing at Miami Heat.
He is. He actually is.
He's been like three other teams since then.
So, how's this? China has banned children from playing video games for more than 3 hours per week. China have
a
just...
A week.
They've put their foot down and said kids are spending way too much time on consoles and video games. 3 hours tops. Per week. The new rule means that under 18s will only be permitted to play video games for 1 hour a day between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. and exclusively on Fridays, weekends, and public holidays.
Wow. How do you monitor that?
Well, that's the thing. So
I guess being online, you would know if people are online. Like, you can probably, there's probably some device that you can look into how much time.
Is it an honesty policy though, or are the parents controlling it?
Well, is it fines for parents? Is that what it is?
I know. Well, I just know China have a lot of strict rules.
It's funny because it's like 3 hours a day. Looking back on my childhood, my parents were brilliant.
3 hours per week.
3 hours a week. Sorry.
Yeah.
My parents were brilliant in this regard. Mm. So. We had a structure because I had two brothers.
Yeah,
we got home. School finished at 3:10.
Yeah,
we got home by 3:30. We'd have an afternoon snack, whatever. We were told that computer couldn't be accessed till 4 o'clock.
Okay. Yep.
So 4 o'clock, three brothers. Yeah. You got an hour each. So you got an hour on the computer.
Yeah,
and then you had to let the next person on. So by the time that worked out, put dinner in there. We've all had 1 hour goes, and then by the time it was your second turn, the old man would go, oh, sorry, it's 8 o'clock.
Yep,
bedtime. If you had your go now,
then your brothers wouldn't get a turn, so no one gets on. So literally limited us to an hour a day.
But what were you doing on your hour back then? There was like, what were you up to?
MSN or... I used to play Need for Speed.
Oh, yes.
That was a cracking game. Doom. Yeah. Bit of Doom on there as well.
So are you catching up now for lost time back then?
No, I don't even... Now in my mind, I'm not... I don't play games, and I reckon I credit that to mum and dad.
Hang on. You were playing a game this morning on your phone.
This horse racing game I found. It's unbelievable.
You're like, hey, watch me ride a horse.
And you did.
Mate, you and I, we love a food challenge.
Yeah. So we dominated the Steakzilla.
At the old Bended Elbow.
Now the Geelong Hotel.
That was a kilo steak.
And sides, although you didn't finish it.
Yes, I did.
You didn't eat your onion.
I was forced to eat the onion.
Oh, you did eat the onion. Yeah, I've got to stop telling the story like that.
Or I didn't get my free pint of Coke. That's what you got polishing off a kilo steak.
I got the beer.
Yeah, I couldn't put anything else in my body.
We did a kilo burrito.
Easy.
That was no drums. That was blind. Did that easy. Went down to Murphy's, had a go at the 1.5 kilo palmy?
Oh, I didn't do that.
I had a crack at that, got halfway through. Not my best effort.
Now, it's always often pubs or restaurants that are doing these food challenges.
Mm.
A fish and chip shop, though, over in the UK has come out with what I think is one of the best food challenges ever. Because
and very UK as well, the fish and chips.
Well, I love fish and chips. No, I don't know what that is.
They love their fish and chips, though.
A fish and chip shop owner is challenging hungry diners to chomp their way through 3,000 calories in an hour. Now, 3,000 calories, I think that's over your daily intake, but it's a food challenge.
Yeah, although 3,000 calories in one meal is not that bad.
Okay.
I reckon I've eaten a few meals with 3,000 calories.
So it's 3,000 calories and weighing 2.5 kilos of fish and chips. You get
It's essentially half of, like... So it's 150% of your daily intake.
Easy.
Because you're supposed to have like 2,000 calories a day.
That's easy, mate. Yeah. We can do this.
I think so.
Three large portions of battered cod.
That's what would slow you down.
Yeah, the batter. Yeah. A large portion of chips. Three slices of bread and butter. And then there's four sides that you get. You get beans, mushed peas, and curried sausages and gravy.
With fish and chips.
With fish and chips. Now, it launched a couple of months ago, and there has only been one person who has successfully tackled the meal. All the other competitors gave up halfway through. They ended up looking like they were in a food coma after attempting the 3,000-calorie meal. The entire meal, like I said, weighs 2.5 kilos. And the prize for doing this food challenge, mate?
It's a voucher.
It's a lucky dip, and one of the prizes being you get your money back.
Look, that's one of the prizes.
That's one of the prizes.
But that sounds like that's the best prize.
I know.
Imagine you pull out like a free potato cake after having that meal.
Mate, I had fish and chips on Friday night, and I'm going to say I had minimum chips by myself, grilled bit of flake, two potato cakes, two Tim Sims, two calamari rings.
What's a Tim Sim?
I had a Tim Tim. All right, it was a Tim Tim.
Okay, so you eat.
Food challenge.
So you eat.
Yeah.
All right.
That was pretty impressive.
Let's go over to the UK to get a minimum chips. Morning, Andy. What do you like when you take your photo?
Like just your standard smile. I tried to change my smile about a year and a half ago, two years ago, where I wouldn't show teeth and it was just more of a smirk.
Mm.
And Lou said, no, never do that in a photo ever again. So back to showing teeth in smiles.
Back to showing teeth. I know that when you and I were taking some photos, I fatigued. I was a little bit like, hey, let's just take the photo and be done with it.
Yep.
Because it's not the most enjoyable experience.
Yeah, but you always do want a nice photo to look back on the moment.
Not necessarily.
I vividly remember New York City Christmas in front of the big Christmas tree, Rockefeller Center. Everyone wants to get a photo.
Yeah.
Lou and I, we had the selfie stick out and we stood up blocking everyone's view and they're like, there's people blocking the tree. Anyway, we looked at the photo. Lou's like, nah, we're going to have to get back up there and take the photo again. I was like, Lou, I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, no, you couldn't.
Anyway, after about 10 minutes of taking the photo, we've got the great, we've got an epic photo of us in front of
the tree. You just ruin people's days.
I know, but they're never going to see us again.
But every time you look at that photo, you're going to think of that story. That embarrassment is going to come up.
I know.
I can't, I'm not with that at all.
They're blocking the tree.
A Florida man must have the same feelings as I do, after being taken into custody. We won't get into why he was taken into custody.
Okay, good.
But
when he was taking the mugshot, you know,
you got to smile in mugshots.
Yeah.
100%.
Well, I think, I reckon if point two of most important things is smiling, point one would be to be in the photo.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Florida police have had to physically hold this man's face into position so he would take the shot. I want you to have a look at the photo because it's quite confronting footage.
Yeah. All right.
But, you know, for whatever reason, because he's already arrested, it makes me think that he just doesn't like taking his photo.
Oh, my God. So he's mugshot. He's got two sets of hands. Oh, and then there's
I would argue there's four.
Well, there's four hands in total. But
no, because there's the light blue glove.
The light blue on
the
left.
The dark blue.
the orange. There's orange gloves as well.
I reckon there's a black glove coming around the back there.
The awkward thing is, though, in the mugshots, you've obviously got your front on, but then there's the side
shot. They'll edit those hands out.
Will they, though?
Yeah, 100%.
So what's he like when he goes to a tourist attraction? Or fair to say, look, he's probably not
We just need to get one good photo.
He's probably not going to a tourist attraction for the next 30 years based on this mugshot. All right, Benny, here we go. We are at the end, but we do need to do one final thing.
Give it to me.
Let's do this.
And thought of the week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
I've got one job.
Well, considering that said Ben's thought of the week.
What's your thought, mate? I forgot to push the on button. What is your thought of the week?
My thought of the week comes from my body. And it's the ability to crack parts of your body. So, like, for example, that's my knuckle.
Yeah. That's your knuckles. I hate that.
But I constantly do that, and I don't have pain in my body. And the old wives' tale is that it's just air popping.
Nah, until it's like 5 or 10 years down the track and you have severe arthritis in your fingers.
Yeah, I can't
You're like, why did I do that?
Ben, pass that pen. I can't
lift my fingers.
So anyway, it was interesting that I constantly crack them and I haven't felt side effects yet, and I wonder what's going to happen.
Yeah, the side effects will kick in.
Yeah, they'll get
ya. And we'll keep you posted on the podcast. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Weekend breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on KROQ 955.